Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io.
What's up, hustlers? Welcome back. It's Andrew Morgans, founder of Marknology, here as today's host of Startup Hustle, covering all things e-com, Amazon, entrepreneurship, you name it. Today, we're going to be talking about what is Amazon GeoRank. And today's guest is Eddie Wheeler, actually calling in from Medellin, Colombia, which I'm excited about. I'm also in Colombia here in Cartagena. So we're both on the same part of the world, just different cities. But before I jump into today's show, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. Today's episode of Startup Hustle is powered by Fullscale.io. Hiring software developers is difficult. Fullscale can help you build a software team quickly and affordably. It has the platform to help you manage that team. Visit Fullscale.io to learn more. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Why don't we do just a little recap for you? I know we've got a different topic today, but let's give a little recap for our audience in case they didn't hear your first episode on Startup Hustle. Just a little background on, you know, who you are, you know, your place or your kind of history in the Amazon e-commerce industry and overall entrepreneurship.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so I'm Eddie Wheeler. I'm the founder of Guava Listings, which is a Amazon SEO and listing optimization agency. I have been traveling around the world for the last 6 years, living in different countries as I go, Vietnam, Thailand, Mexico, and now Colombia. So yeah, I've been in this industry for a few years now. I've started off launching my own Amazon product, which failed. Launched a second product, which did pretty good. But through that process, I realized like my natural skill in listing optimization and SEO and stuff. So kind of just went forward with that, freelance for a while, and then started the agency Guava Listings. And now I'm getting into the world of GeoRank.
Yeah, I'm actually super excited to talk about that. I don't have a ton of knowledge on GeoRank, so I've heard things here and there, but I haven't really ever dug it into myself. So I think it's going to be super useful for our audience. Talk to me just about maybe your own definition of what GeoRank is and why it matters to Amazon sellers.
Yeah. So, I mean, my biggest tagline here is that you've been lied to about keyword ranking, right? And that is because most of the major tools are only showing you one keyword rank, right? If you type in, just an example from off my desk, a white water bottle, let's say you're selling a white water bottle, you type in white water bottle in Miami, and you might be ranked number two. And maybe that's what one of the major tools is, and you think you're good, you're getting your maximal organic sales because you're ranked in the top, you know, two or three for white water bottle in Miami. However, you could be ranked 27 in LA. You could be ranked 100 in New York even, right? And you can still be ranked number two in Miami, and that might be what's showing on the main keyword tool that you're using. But that's not reality because actually, it's all these different, there's actually 1,100 different micro markets where you can be ranked differently depending on that market.
Okay, so for me as a seller, and I know that this has existed, I think a big part of it has to do with FBA, right? And where your inventory is in that market. Talk to me why that matters and what that relationship looks like.
Yeah, so yeah, it is all about really where inventory is sent. So it's, you know, this has been around since 2018. There's just been no good way to track it until now. But essentially, right, if you have a lot of inventory, if Amazon is sending a lot of inventory to the nearest warehouse to Miami or the warehouse in Miami, your products are, because there's more demand there. So it's kind of like a chicken and egg thing. Let's, whatever reason, your white water bottle has been selling well in Miami for the past year. So they're going to send more inventory there. And because it's going to get to the customer quicker and cheaper for Amazon, they're showing your product higher ranked, right? You know, higher up in the organic search results than maybe some competitors that, you know, don't have as much inventory there. So what you need to do, right, is once you can get the information, right, that's where you're not doing so well or where you're only doing like, okay, right, it's to try to drive up demand in that area so that Amazon will send, you know, it sends the signal to the Amazon algorithm for however they distribute their inventory to send inventory to that, to the next area, right, to the area that you're trying to focus on, which will over time bring your product up in the keyword rankings there.
And I would think that's mainly driven by the fact that Amazon wants to, wants like power of suggestion, right? So if they have three other brands like yours in stock in that area, it's going to be cheaper for them to show a customer those competitor products so that their shipping fee is lower on FBA, because right, as a seller, yep, your FBA fee is set. And so for them, it's a lower distance or a shorter distance, so to speak, for them to get the product to the customer. So they're saying, hey, in our best interest, let's show them these products and try to push these products.
Exactly. Exactly. So what, you know, so that's what's in their best interest, right? So, and so they're seeing, for whatever reason, let's say like, it's, like I said, your product has a history of selling well in Miami. They're going to send more inventory there and you're going to show up better there. But you might be in Texas, you might be ranked number 20, right? So how do you get, you know, or, you know, for your main keywords, you might be ranked 20 through 30, let's say. So it's like, how do you get Texas to, how do you get Amazon to send more inventory to Texas? Well, again, it's about generating demand in Texas and really even specifically like what sort of demand you need to generate in Houston, what sort of demand you need to generate in Dallas, right? And so first off, you need the data, right? So like I said, until now, there hasn't been a way to track this because all the major Amazon tools have only shown one keyword rank. But my partner has developed is a GeoRank tracker where you can actually now go in and see the different, where you're ranking for certain keywords across the whole country. So now that you have the go ahead.
That's super interesting to me. I will say that I've used some of this data in a different way in the past, in regards to like, let's use this as an example. So if I'm able to get the zip codes of my customers, like let's say over a year's worth of time, and let's say I'm selling a food product, okay? I'm then able to use those zip codes as information for me to approach specific grocery chains or retail stores in that area. So like, let's say for example, I'm selling a bunch of 90210 in California. I can then use that data, approach grocery stores in that area, say, hey, I've already built a big presence here. You can see a lot of my Amazon customers are coming from your zip code. I think my products would do great in your store, and kind of use that as a data point for conversations. Not necessarily attached to the keyword ranking on Amazon, but definitely using like where we're ranking or where our sales are coming from as a way to help us in a different part of our business. Trying to understand exactly how you would now grow your rank in those cities, let's say Houston or Dallas, to stay with your example, I would have to assume that in order to do that, you're going to have to employ off Amazon strategies of some sort to grow market share there. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's exactly it, right? So now once you have the data, right, now that you can make informed decisions of where to kind of where you're going to market, right? So obviously, unfortunately, Amazon PPC at the moment does not allow for geo-targeting, but essentially every other off Amazon PPC platform does in fact allow you to like pick locations, right, for your ads and stuff. So you would be able to target Houston, you would be able to target Dallas, right? So whether it's Facebook, Google, TikTok, Pinterest, right, whatever that you're using and whatever is relevant for your audience, right, or whatever you're good at already, right? Of course, you know, if you don't have any of those skills, you might have to still, you know, you're going to have to learn how to do Facebook and Google ads, etc. But if you're already good at one of these things, like there doesn't really need to be that many changes, right? However you were ranking your product before, it still works. It just needs to be like specific at a certain location, right? So running the Google ad directly to your ASIN, right? Now you're going to get, now, you know, once you generate demand, right, you're going to get, and you're sending people right to your listing, right from the ad directly. That is, and they buy, let's say they add to cart, they buy from that. That's a third order ranking impact. So it's kind of spreading out the ranking juice, let's say, across all of your keywords. So it might not be enough to like get you from page, you know, get you from rank 50 to the top 10, but it can push you up certainly from page 2 to page 1, from the bottom of page 1 to the top of page 1, those type of things. Now, I'm not advocating for this, right? Because obviously it is super gray area, but if you're somebody that still does search, find, buy or anything like that, and you want to take on that risk, right? You can run a search, find, buy through like a Facebook ad in Dallas, right? And then that's where you can really like, you know, really jump up in the ranks quickly, right? That's just, you know, a side note if you still do that sort of thing. But in the end of the day, even if you're getting a third order ranking impact by just sending, you know, Facebook traffic directly to your Amazon page, and it's all in one specific area, well, then the algorithm is going to recognize that there's demand now in Dallas, and therefore they're going to send more inventory to Dallas. And, you know, over a certain period of time, you'll see that you start to, your that product starts to rise in the keyword ranks in the Dallas area.
That makes a lot of sense to me, Eddie. And just thinking with you on this strategy, not just like how it works, but how you would, you know, change the impact in that area. I would assume that, how many different areas did you say there are?
So there is like 1,100 micro markets. I don't want that number to scare anybody because it's still, right, a bunch of, you know, one bigger city can have maybe even different micro markets, and they tend to be pretty close if they're in the same city. Really what you want to do is like maybe just like focus on the big population areas, you know?
That's what I was thinking as well, would be like, okay, so let's say, you know, you get the new app coming out from your partner, or you find a way to track geo rank for your different keywords. I would assume different products do better in different areas, number one.
For sure.
Number two, you know, like sunscreen is going to do better in hotter states, right? For example, or different things like that as a silly example, but also it would seem that, okay, the Dallas market, a big market, you know, California, you know, a big state with lots of people in it. Some of these states are to be number one, let's say in Delaware, it's not going to be as impactful as being number one in, you know, California. And so if you're targeting those areas, maybe harder competition to get that keyword ranking than if you're going after a sub-market and ranking number one in a smaller area. What are your thoughts on that kind of, maybe it's too early to tell because, you know, these things haven't really come into play where people are really, you know, in a big way across the entire Amazon industry, people are going after like how to improve these ranks. But just thinking in theory, it's almost like a long-term, long-tail keyword versus a short tail.
Yeah.
And also in the markets.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it really depends. Like, I think with this app that's being released, right, and it's really just to get you the data and then, you know, you're going to have to experiment with different ways, right? To, you know, with, you know, now you're going to, you know, have to experiment with different strategies. You know, I was on a podcast earlier this morning where we were already like formulating other ways to use the data. So it's really going to depend on you, what your marketing budget is. So like that might be a sound strategy, right? If you are a smaller Amazon seller, well, maybe it's easier to go in and dominate the areas like Wilmington, Delaware, and down in South Carolina. Maybe it's easier and less expensive to start ranking there, where California might be, you know, LA and New York might be really expensive. So, you know, and I think it also depends on your product, right? I don't want to say that what I just said as absolute facts. You know, I think the main point is just like, you know, getting the concept out there that GeoRank exists, and then kind of letting people come up with different strategies using the data, you know?
Yeah, something else comes to mind, a little bit offshoot, but I'm really pulling in like kind of this concept of GeoRank and thinking of all the things that it affects, right? And one thing that I've noticed, I think Vanessa Hung, another thought leader in the Amazon space, was talking about this. We were discussing essentially like in certain areas of warehouses, you know, you can get items that are, they're not necessarily following the protocol of first in, first out, right? And so you get inventory in some warehouses that's moving slower because let's say it's in Delaware versus, you know, a big city in California. And so you're starting to get long-term storage fees or different things like that because the inventory is not moving. And if you're aware of this, you could actually like open cases with Amazon, present it to them that, hey, you need to move this inventory or hey, you should be selling this inventory first so I'm not getting hit with these fees. And a lot of that can kind of go under the radar if you're not, you know, if you're not very aware of your inventory, because the geo ranking is really an offshoot of the FBA inventory and them wanting to move or not move that inventory, right? And so while it hasn't been, how do I rank number one for these keywords in this area, instead it was, my inventory is sitting in some of these submarkets much longer than other areas, and that doesn't make sense to me. I'm just sending it to the warehouse that they're telling me to send it to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's on Amazon to move it around. So why should I be penalized for them moving a bunch of my inventory to a slower market, right?
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I've learned through the years, especially if you're moving large quantities of inventory, like you're a big seller, that's happening a lot more often than if you're like a small seller starting to figure out your markets. But super, super interesting stuff, because I think, I guess to the point of the myth, like there's no myth about it. I 100% believe in it. It's more a matter of like, what data do we have access to and how do we utilize it? And how do we, you know, force Amazon's hand in some regards to, you know, to make that happen? There's so much intentionality around how do we rank well for these keywords, and to know that maybe you're ranking in one market versus, you know, the other 1099 is a little insane to me.
Yeah, but you know, it's so, again, like I don't want that number to scare people, right? Because it's really, I think, like if you can kind of just think about it in clusters, right? So of course, yeah, there are 1100 different micro markets, but you know, there's obviously different population clusters that are going to have similar ranks because, you know, they're all being served by the same warehouse or warehouses, right? And yeah, so it's just really a matter of like how you want to slice and dice the data, right? Do you want to double down? You know, because like this app, right, will show you, there's different like ways to view the data. There's a map of the US where little bubbles pop up to show you where you're ranking for a certain keyword for one product. There's other ones that show you like the range, right, on a certain day, you know, how, you know, so for example, right, your product could be ranked, again, 2 in Miami, but 107 in New York, and it'll show you that range, right? So it's like, do you want to focus on the keywords that are ranked 10 through 15? You know, what's that range? Get them all up to, you know, 1 through 5. Do you want to, you know, oh, you're doing really bad in Texas. Do you want to just focus really hard on, you know, getting your rank up in Dallas, Houston, Austin, these types of places? So it's really, you know, how you want to slice and dice the data and, you know, figure it out from there.
No, super interesting stuff to me. I'm a big part nerd. So just understanding like how to leverage it and what to do with it is what really pops into my mind, as I'm not the one having to make the app. app. So I don't have to think about that. I'm more so thinking about how I use this software and how it's going to be advantageous for, you know, for our customers. I want to transition just a little bit to some of the myths out there and some of the things, like you have a very powerful newsletter I think we should talk about. Before I do, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor once again. Finding expert software developers doesn't have to be difficult, especially when you visit fullscale.io, where you can build a software team quickly and affordably. Use the Fullscale platform to define your technical needs and then see what available developers, testers, and leaders are ready to join your team. Visit fullscale.io to learn more. So talking about these myths and your newsletter, you know, starting in SEO and then just like really pushing and getting more and more impactful in our Amazon space around SEO, when did geo ranking first come on your radar? Is it something your partner brought up to you? Is it something you guys stumbled across? How did that you know, get on your radar?
Yeah. So, I mean, geo rank itself has actually been around since 2018. Amazon's just more, it's even just getting more and like doubling down on it even more. And there's several articles out there where Amazon is kind of, they don't call it geo rank, right? They call it, you know, they're just talking about how they show products to customers, you know, that are, you know, they show the products that are closer to them, right? So that's what they're kind of saying about it and how it's, you know, making their inventory costs and shipping costs more efficient and everything like that. But yeah, it came up to my radar. My partner, who's been working on this data and this tool for a few years now, he approached me about it because, yeah, he just kind of saw my work with Amazon SEO and listing optimization and just kind of wanted to get my opinion on it and kind of help with getting the word out there about GeoRank in general and then about the actual tool. So I've been working with him very closely over the past few months. I have, like you mentioned, a GeoRank specific newsletter that I've been sending out. And, you know, guys, like I'm still learning a lot about this myself, right? And I'm sure once the tool is released, people are going to come up with all different ways to use it. So I'm going to be using that newsletter, you know, to just, you know, bite-sized education about GeoRank, about the tool, about how you can use the data. And, you know, as more stuff comes in from people like, hey, like I use the data like this, right? I'll get it in my newsletter. So yeah.
Awesome. How can people, you know, sign up for this newsletter, engage with the newsletter? What's the best spot for them to find you and sign up for that?
Yeah. So, you know, perhaps there would be a link on this episode. I'm not sure, but, if not, you can go to guavalistings.com where we'll have, a page dedicated to talking about GeoRank. And then the sign up link will be at the top of that. And also, most likely a pop-up on the website, about signing up for the GeoRank newsletter. And then you can also always email me at eddie@guavalistings.com. That's guavalistings.com. And yeah, we'll get you all signed up for the newsletter. And then, you know, we could always hop on a call about it as well.
Of course. And we'll definitely have the links in the show notes, the show bio. Just wanted people to know that are listening, like where they can find that. I think that's one of the best ways to digest information. I'm definitely participating in quite a few newsletters that I think are just, it's a great way of getting that bite-sized information and learning more about it as you go, because even just the way we've taken this conversation several directions, I think there's a lot of ways it's going to be utilized and things like that. So talk to me about, I guess, the timeline for the tracking app, when it's going to come out, when we should expect to be able to, you know, to see that, to use it, to utilize it, to sign up.
Yeah, so it should be coming out within a few weeks. Just some bugs that are being worked out by my partner. So, you know, it's early for anyone listening to this at a different time. It's early or November 2023. So we should have that out within the next few weeks. Hopefully, maybe by the time this podcast is actually released. But I will be, you know, I'll be hosting several webinars teaching people how to use the tool, what they can do with the tool, and all that information. You know, the information for those webinars will be sent out via the newsletter as well. So
that'll be fantastic. I'm personally excited to use it. I have my own brands as well as, like, you know, customers of Martinology that I'm sure would be very interested in this information. So, you know, we'll have to do, I'll have to do a podcast after the fact, after I've actually sampled the software and seen some of the things that we can do for it and really talk about some of the ways that it's impacting our businesses currently. Talk
Yeah,
to me
absolutely.
just as we round out, as we round out the show. You probably know this better than me, but what are, because I definitely believe in geo rank. I think it can be affected, all of these things, even though I haven't necessarily tested them out. I've played with them on the FBA inventory side or opened cases with Amazon to get reimbursement, things like that. Talk to me about maybe just one or two of some of the most common myths that you're getting pushback from as you're bringing this to market.
Yeah, so one of the common ones is that geo rank normalizes over time, and that after a few months or even like a year of selling a product, that your rank normalizes, which is just it's completely untrue. So one of the case studies that we have, my partner took a look at really really like it's a really well-known brand, Clean and Clear. But he showed that even, over 2 week period, right, there was one of the main keywords, acne treatment, right, for this product. There was a range of ranks from like 6 to 107, right? So, if and that this product has been on the market for 10 years, it sells 7,000 units a month, right? So if there's any product that was going to normalize rank, it would be something that's been on Amazon for 10 years, has thousands of
Right.
reviews, has selling 7,000 a month. But it's still, even for one of its main keywords, right, there's some keywords that it does well across the country, sure, but one of its main ones, acne treatment, it's not doing well at all, not at least not all across the country, right? So there is no normalization of geo rank. You have to go in and kick butt in all the areas of the different country of the country separately, to have any quote unquote normalization.
Yeah, I can see people, thinking that that would happen and saying that wanting to know the why Amazon would do something like that. And for me, it's pretty clear. I'm sure they have a database of keywords across their catalog and a monetary value attached to those. Like what type of revenue comes into Amazon through those keywords? And let's say it's acne treatment and that product is out of stock in that area. Well, instead of showing customers an out-of-stock product on a major keyword that drives sales for them, they're just going to replace other products and give
Yeah.
them another chance to be seen. And so if you can understand and think like Amazon and what's best for them
Yeah.
and what's best for the customer experience in some regards, because you might be like, well, the best customer experience is for them to see my product because it's the best product. Well, unless you're out of stock, and then that's a bad experience, right? And so maybe the out-of-stock is not your problem. Maybe that's Amazon's problem. But when you come full circle with it, to me, it makes a lot of sense. What's one other myth as we round out that you're hearing a lot of pushback from?
Yeah, that sellers can't affect their geo rank, right? Which, again, like we brought up earlier in the podcast, if you drive demand in that area, Amazon will start sending more inventory to that area, and therefore you over time are going to start ranking higher across all your keywords, right? Because now you're closer. Again, like let's say Dallas, right? And let's say there wasn't that much inventory at Dallas at one point, but now you're whatever method works for you, whatever method of your choice to drive demand in that area, you will start to see a your rank go up there.
I'm gonna have a lot of fun, testing these things out and really watching the needle move. I've done so many things through the years where we're watching, ranking change, and that's been with the tool that's probably giving us one ranking, and it's
Yeah.
probably why also the tools vary so much from tool to tool in regard to the keyword ranking or the keyword search volume, especially if it's, if it's able to pull in, it's changing dynamically, and it's not the same from location to location. No wonder the data is not, all the same across the board. So it's super, super interesting to me. Eddie, thanks for coming back on the show and sharing what you guys are doing there, like Guava listings and with Amazon GeoRank. It's been absolutely informative, and I'm excited to see the finished product when it's available.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Awesome. Thank you, Hustlers, and thanks again to our sponsor, FullScale.io. They have the people and the platform to help you build and manage a team of experts. If you're looking to hire software engineers, testers, or leaders, FullScale.io is the place to be. All you need to do is answer a few questions and let the platform match you up with fully vetted, a highly experienced team of software engineers, testers, and leaders at FullScale. They specialize in building long-term teams that work only for you. Learn more when you visit fullscale.io. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Hustlers. We'll see you next time.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by FullScale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.